What's up, you guys? Baguel Brie here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning users from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the support that you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Baguel Brie, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 4. So this past week has kind of been pretty hectic for me, mainly because like I was super stressed out that my period wasn't coming, and it finally came after a few days because I finally learned that periods and stress don't really go hand in hand. So I was super stressed out and my period didn't come, but it came afterwards. So yeah, I'm thankful for that. And also like school starting back up, and my school in general is one of the idiots that are going back in person, and for what? Like seriously, like what is the purpose of going back to school in person in the middle of a global pandemic? Like I'm truly confused. I don't comprehend what's the point of me going back to school physically if people are still dying of a virus that's asymptomatic. But hey, that's not really my problem, and yeah, I'm just over it at this point, and this week was kind of trash for me, but hopefully next week will be better. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, interracial dating is not the end-all be-all to ending racism. Now this, like the other things I stated on this platform, is a fact, and for the people that disagree with me, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you on this one. This one is correct, and this one will be going deeper into the rabbit hole than the other topics I've discussed on this platform, mainly because this one, like the other things I've said, is common sense, but not a lot of people know that because either one, they're in an interracial relationship, and they think that that's going to end the racial tensions in this world, which, no, it's not. And two, they're just ignorant to this, and a lot of people are really the second one, and not by choice. It's mainly because like they don't really know that dating that white person or that black person won't really end racism, which I don't really get, but I completely understand why you don't know. So if you guys want to know what I think about this topic, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah. And before I get into the four reasons why interracial dating isn't the end-all be-all to ending racism, I'm just gonna give my personal take on the matter. And yes, I definitely believe that interracial dating will not end racism anytime soon. And for the people that think that, then yeah, you're just as ignorant, if not naive. And I'm not trying to say that to be rude or whatever, it's just that what makes you think a white person dating a black person will just end all of the racism from slavery up until modern day entirely? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, just because a white person, a black person, a Native American person and a white person and a black and an Asian getting along doesn't mean that there won't be like any discrimination or racism or any form of racial tensions overall. So for me, like I kind of find it very like naive and asinine that people think that dating outside your race is equivalent to racism ending overall, and it's not. So if you guys want to hear what I think about this, Stay tuned for the rest of my commentary and enjoy! The first reason why interracial dating won't end racism anytime soon is because it just won't. Like, this is probably the most common sense reason ever out of all the four reasons I'm going to list. But yeah, it just won't, period, point blank. Like, what makes you think a white person getting with a black person getting with an Asian person, Asian with a Native American person, will end all the racial tensions that we have in this world today? Like, truly think about it. Just because you're crossing another line and dating someone outside your race won't fix the issues between your race and that other person's race. And I know you're going to be like, well, Brittany, what if that person doesn't see color? Yeah, that person's also a part of the problem, because obviously you see the color of that person. That's why you're dating them. So when people say, oh, I don't see color. Yeah, you do. What you don't see is that there's racial tensions in this world, which means you're really ignorant. And I don't really like that. I don't. So yeah, I definitely think that obviously interracial dating won't be the end of racism, just because it won't be. Dating outside your race won't make you any more woke or any more cultured than someone else, but that's my opinion, and if y'all don't like it, it is what it is. I don't really care. The second reason why interracial dating won't end racism anytime soon is because the cultures are gonna clash regardless if you get along with your significant other. Now, coming from a person that was in an interracial relationship for 6 months, the cultures did clash, and let's just say that relationship didn't really go down well for me personally. And it was my first interracial relationship, and maybe I can probably try another one, but from that experience with that person, I don't think I'm going to do it again. I'm going to stick to my people, but that's besides the point. Anyway, you guys gotta be like careful who you guys date, because obviously you may think that that one person might be good for you, or that other person is like the best thing ever. But when it comes down to like your culture and their culture, your beliefs and their beliefs, if y'all aren't on the same page when it comes to those things, the relationship isn't gonna last, regardless if it's like interracial or just dating someone within your race. If y'all aren't on the same page about the same things, it's not gonna last. It's not a sturdy foundation. But for the sake of this episode, interracial relationships where one person's beliefs clash with another person's beliefs, one person's culture clashes with another person's culture, it's not gonna work out if y'all aren't on the same page. And it's important to be on the same page, because let's say if this relationship goes all the way up till marriage and y'all end up getting married, but y'all's families can't come together because your significant other believes something different than you believe, what's going to happen now? And if y'all want to raise children, like, what religion and what culture are they going to identify with? That is a situation where both partners are unequally yoked, and it's not going to be good. Like, it's going to be very detrimental, especially if children are involved, because they're like, my mommy and daddy can't agree on certain things. And this is why y'all need to like pick and choose your partners wisely and make sure that you have marriage like in your thought process, because at this point in life, people can't just be dating someone not to marry them. Like, I know that sounds like so old-fashioned, but it's true. If you can't see a future with that person, you shouldn't be even dating them. You shouldn't even be dating them, period, point blank. And if that person doesn't respect your culture or your beliefs, then they have some sort of racist tendencies that you don't want. And to that I say, run, girl, and don't look behind you. Keep on running. Like, don't even look back. So pick and choose your partners wisely. Make sure they're on the same page as you. And if they're racist, leave their ass in the dust. Period, poo. The third reason why interracial dating won't end racism anytime soon is because some people get into the relationship just to fulfill their fetishes. Now, I talked about how biracial children aren't a fetish in the last episode, and how some people that get into interracial relationships just get into that relationship just to make biracial babies, and I said how that's not okay. And this is definitely true. Like, I know so many people that want to get with different people of other races just so that their children can look a certain way. And I've already said this before in the last episode, all children, regardless of their racial demographic background, are beautiful. So getting with a white guy to get a child that's light-skinned and green eyes won't make your child any more beautiful. They'll make them unique, but it won't make them any more beautiful. So I need y'all to cut the malarkey and the fuck shit when it comes to that. And I just don't know why people are like this. Like, why do people want to date outside their race just to make a byproduct that they won't even like be happy with? Truly. Like, when you really think about it, like, you would really be happy if you stayed within your race and procreated with the person that's similar to your race instead of going outside your race to create something that you yourself can't even create without that other person. So, to me, it seems like, okay, you're out here reaching for something you can't even get and you can't even have because if you really wanted to have it, you would have stayed within your race, but nah, you just want to fulfill your fetishes by dating that white man or that Asian man or that white woman, that black woman, that Latina woman. So to me, it's just like, I don't get it. And that's definitely really fucked up if you want to fulfill a fetish in a relationship. Like, you have some serious mental health issues if you want to fulfill a fetish in a relationship. If you get what I'm saying, but that's none of my business. My opinion doesn't matter to some people, and it is what it is. But cut that shit out, because it ain't fucking cute. It's not. The fourth and final reason why interracial dating won't end racism anytime soon is because issues can arise within your family with the person that you're dating outside your race. Now, personally, for me, if I had stayed with my ex-boyfriend who was white, I know for a fact that there were going to be issues and stuff like that. And issues I know I could have avoided by not being with a white guy. And that's not to say that I wouldn't date a white guy again, but I just know that my family wants to see me with a certain individual, and that individual will either have to be Jamaican or another person of color. But as for me dating a white person or marrying a white person, that's something that they would least expect, mainly because, like, they kind of have issues with white people. And I'm not trying to say this to, like, sound rude or whatever, or to throw my family under the bus, but there are some white people out there that can't acknowledge their privilege. They can't acknowledge that they are on the top of the food chain in this whole society. And my family doesn't like that. They want to see me with someone that knows that they are just like me, that they struggle like me, that they have to work twice as hard to get half of what someone else has to get. And for me, like, a white person can never understand that. They can never have to know what it is to struggle and scrape, how it feels to have your hair get nitpicked apart because, like, it's too nappy or this and that. So for me, like, I think it would be better, like, if you love your family and you love what they have to tell you as a person, and they want what's best for you, to stay within your race if you know it's going to cause you trouble. Like, if your family has no issue with you dating outside your race, that's perfect. That's fine. That's lovely. But if you know what your family has, like the expectations they have for you, I don't really know. Like, I know that your happiness should be their happiness, but at the same time, think about it. If you really love your parents and you love that they want you to be happy, you would also like make an effort to like stay within your race and procreate with that person, because then it seems as if, oh, you're just being defiant, you're doing this and that, which isn't necessarily the case, but I understand why some people want to stay within their race, not just for themselves, but for their family and for the sake of like their family's mental health, because sometimes it'll drive people crazy. And I definitely get that now. So for me, if you want a day outside your race, go ahead. Perfect. That's fine. But if not, stay within your race. It's not that bad, honestly. Staying within your race is definitely not that bad. So yeah, period poo. And that's the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm definitely not bashing anyone that's in an interracial relationship or wants to get into one. I'm just stating the facts that you dating outside your race will not end racism. You're still going to receive flack. You're still going to see all these like people jeering you and like mocking you and be like, oh, that's why you're dating outside your race. You bedwench, you this, you that. Like, prepare for the insults because they will come. And if you have that kind of strength to deal with that, kudos to you. But as for me personally, I know that I can't deal with all that. So for me, staying within my race is the answer. But yeah, definitely share this with your friends, you guys. I appreciate all the love you guys have given me along this journey. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. My name is Brittany, and remember, bad gal run things. Thank you.